Name: Sheila McFarlane. My common law name is Hunter, so on Facebook I am Sheila Hunter. Occupation: Addiction Services Support Worker. Volunteer: Addiction Research Foundation, Executive Asked. To Dr. Robin Room, VP Research: How long have you lived in Guelph? Since 2015. Why are you running in this election? I've witnessed enough, and mayor is the best way to get the fastest help to the most people here. A mayor is head of local government with highest jurisdiction, not a head of council who just follows orders from a municipal corporation, NGO. Lockdowns could not be implemented without the mayor's signature to transfer jurisdiction. Iowa 2030, SDG #3, equal access to healthcare for all, became, all must be jabbed, and mayors were paid to give medical advice and demand 100% compliance from you, for you. For me, for WDG, the mayor's pen needs to be held by someone who knows who it belongs to. The people, not the city, member state or its board of directors, whoever they may be. What qualifies you to represent Guelph? 1. Legal experience. I worked at the Canadian Legal Information Centre, Community Legal Education Ontario and the Plain Language Associates in Toronto. We translated long, legal documents into simple, plain language, for immigrants, ESL and disadvantaged people. We helped them understand what they were signing. Lawyers taught me legalese, the power of a signature and status. Your mayor needs to know this before they sign and follow orders. 2. Political experience. In 2014, I ran for Kincardine Council to stop Ontario Power Generation, OPG, from burying nuclear waste beside our Great Lakes. By running for local office, I could go door to door and I had free media coverage to get the message out. I didn't win the seat, but the DGR was stopped. When I see harm, I will go to any length to stop it. Why should people vote for you? I'm honest, I'm smart, and I won't use weasel words like transparency, inclusiveness or municipality to betray your trust. The last 2 years showed us that partnered NGOs are capable of going from order in council to needles in arms without blinking an eye. This is the only thing we should be talking about right now. All other issues are secondary to this loss of local sovereignty and financial control. My only platform issue is restore the mayor to head of local government from incorporated head of council in the city member state. A mayor can't serve two masters. What do you see as the main issues facing residents of the ward? There is no protective barrier between wards and global corporate takeover. They have no warden. A mayor's duty is to serve and protect, unless they vacate the office. PPPs were created to blur the lines of authority so global to local SDGs could be quickly and easily implemented, using local money. As I stated above, the warden and wards were incorporated into the city member state with no authority to do so. What do you see as the main issues facing residents of Guelph on a broader scale? Trusting government again. We just experienced 2+ years of incredible overreach and a disturbing breach of trust from all government officials. For a country that was founded on the supremacy of God and the rule of law, I am disgusted and ashamed. People and their assets here are not the property of the city, member state, United Nations, WEF or any NGO, and neither is their office of the mayor. This global penetration and domination must end. What is the most important thing you want to see changed in Guelph? I want the theft of our local resources to stop and international partnerships dissolved. Officials do not partner with corporations, that's a corporatocracy. They govern by consent. I also want to see an end to the division this global agenda has caused between people. For all of us to start thinking, cooperation, coordination and unity, instead of, my community, your community. Community is a weasel word, no one knows what it means and then we argue over stupid things while weasels raid the house. There is lots of money for all if we get the pigs, persons in government, away from the trough. The people of Guelph will not be treated like customers, commodities or collateral of the city, member state, WEF or any other NGO. We are the value here. This is our town. What services need to be improved in Guelph? The only problem I see is that our service provider, the city, member state, is a monopoly. They control services, all legal advice and all administration. Their corporate mandate is to increase profit margins for stakeholders, not to improve local services. They will continue to funnel public funds to private SDG projects for their investors. If you want better service, we get a better service provider, or renegotiate. But you can't negotiate with monopolies, globalists or terrorists without independent financial powers. Is Guelph growing too fast, just the right amount, or not fast enough? I don't really know, but I'll give you my opinion. Discussing more growth when you haven't ensured the health and welfare of those already here is cruel and disgusting. If I had a dog I left hungry outside and I brought another one home and fed it, there will be a dogfight when they meet. It's nature. Forced growth will always fail. Growth occurs naturally, when terrain is robust, abundant and well looked after. A healthy, happy town will attract settlers without the interference of global SDG number 8 growth targets, and forced, unaffordable infrastructure, the debt of which to be strapped on the backs of everyone who moves or lives here. What can be done at the local level about the rising cost of housing? Housing is a manipulated market, so good luck with that, but I can speak on rent. I owned a multiplex in Kitchener. The rent I charged went up when my operating costs did: heat, water, power, property tax. Partnered NGOs and their private banks hold a monopoly on these and determine pricing. They won't change how they do business. We need to change how, or if, we do business with them. What can be done locally about the homelessness issue? Find them a home and the necessary support they need. Why don't we try that for a change instead of talking about them like they were garbage? We might actually save money from a reduction in crime, police, repairs, council meetings, city administration, healthcare, court services, judges and lawyers. The problem isn't money, it's agendas and everybody knows it. If the city, member state had money for pop-up vaccine clinics, reams of glossy propaganda and Pfizer injections for everybody here, there's money. Don't kid yourself. This will not change until we restore local financial control. How do we make Guelph an even better city to live in? 1. Restore local authority. The mayor sits at the apex of political, judicial and fiduciary realms. They are the highest authority in this geographical area and that can't be transferred to an NGO. 2. Regroup. Each ward will have their own town hall with access to elected ward councillors, monthly hall meetings, issues prioritized and tendered, independent co-op bank for small businesses and cooperative projects, access to direct funding, independent ward newspapers. 3. Restart local agenda. With local authority and fiduciary control restored, wards can start to have visions of what they want to be and do, instead of fighting over city scraps and what needs to be fixed. Contact me if you want to help with my campaign to restore our local power. Any link to an election website or social media account. Website: sheilaformayor.webcat.cashila4council.weebly.com. 2014 Concardon Municipal Election. Facebook: Sheila Hunter. Email: SheilaMcFarlane107@gmail.com. Phone: 519-635-1488.